Excessive dog barking is a common challenge for owners. While barking is a natural way for dogs to communicate, too much of it can cause stress. Understanding why your dog barks is the first step toward a calmer, happier home. This journey is about helping your furry friend communicate in better ways. To solve excessive barking, you must first become a detective and find the root cause. Start by keeping a simple bark diary to track when and where the barking happens. Note what triggers the barking, like the mailman, other dogs, or strange noises. Pay close attention to your dog's body language to understand their feelings. A tucked tail and ears back might signal fear or anxiety. A stiff body and forward ears can mean your dog is being territorial or protective. A wagging tail and relaxed posture often indicate excitement or a desire for attention. Simple changes in your dog's environment can significantly reduce barking. Manage what your dog sees by using privacy film on windows or closing the blinds. This blocks your dog's view of people or animals passing by your house. Use sound management, like a white noise machine or soft music, to mask startling noises from outside. Create a dedicated quiet zone where your dog feels safe and can relax. This could be a comfy dog bed or a crate in a low traffic area of your home. A tired dog is often a quiet dog, so provide enough physical exercise. Daily walks, runs, or a game of fetch can burn off the excess energy that leads to barking. Mental stimulation is just as important as physical activity for your pet. Use puzzle toys and snuffle mats to keep your dog's brain busy and engaged. Short, positive training sessions also provide excellent mental enrichment for your dog. A predictable daily routine for meals, walks, and rest helps reduce anxiety-related barking. Instead of scolding, redirect your dog's barking into a more acceptable behavior. Use a positive interrupt cue, like a soft clap or a specific word, to get your dog's attention. As soon as your dog stops barking and looks at you, ask for a different behavior. Teach a replacement command like, sit, or go to your bed. Immediately reward your dog with a treat or praise when they perform the new, quiet behavior. Consistency and patience are the most crucial parts of successful bark training. Everyone in the family must use the same commands and rules to avoid confusing your dog. Reward good behavior every single time, especially when you are starting the training. Handle setbacks calmly, as getting frustrated will only make your dog more anxious. Training devices like vibration collars can be helpful tools, but they are not magic solutions. These devices should always be used correctly and combined with positive training methods. Never use a device as a substitute for understanding your dog's needs and providing proper training. Knowing when to ignore barking and when to intervene is a key skill. You should generally ignore attention-seeking barking, turning your back until your dog is quiet. Always intervene for alarm barking, fearful barking, or any barking that could become aggressive. When you intervene, calmly redirect your dog to a quiet activity. Track your dog's progress in a notebook to see which strategies are working best. Keep a log of barking incidents, noting the time, trigger, and your response. Use this data to find patterns and adjust your training plan as needed. Set small, achievable goals and celebrate your successes along the way to stay motivated. Reducing excessive barking is about building a stronger, more trusting relationship with your dog. By understanding your dog's needs and communicating clearly, you create a peaceful home. The result is a happier, calmer dog and a happier you.